When Herod would have brought him forth, the same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side, kicked him in the side, and raised him up, saying, "Arise up quickly," you know, that raised from the dead. And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, "Gird thyself and bind on thy sandals." So he did. And he said unto him, "Cast thy garment about thee and follow me." And he went out and followed him. And he knew not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. Well, that news for you, it really happened. When they were past the first and the second set of guards, they came out unto the iron gate that leads unto the city, which opened to them of its own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. Now when Peter was come to himself, I think that means he finally realized, he pinched himself a few times and found out he really was not sleeping anymore, that this really had happened. He found himself in the streets of Jerusalem. He said, "Now I know of a surety that the Lord hath sent his angel, hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod, and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews." Now, that word expectation is the Greek word prosdokia, which means eager looking. They were eagerly looking for Peter to get killed that next day. But it didn't quite happen as they were eagerly anticipating this event. And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. And you know the story. Rhoda came to the door. She got so excited, she didn't even open the door. She came, ran back in. "Hey, Peter's at the gate." "Oh, come on now. You've got to be kidding me. We've been praying for hours about this, and nothing has happened up until now." You know, it's strange. When God answers prayer, we often get very surprised. Why should this be such a big surprise? Well, I don't know. It just is. And then you give testimony about how God answers prayer, and people say, "Come on, that can't possibly happen." Why not? Well, everybody knows prayer doesn't work. It's a formality that we go through because it makes us feel good. Well, I have news for you. God does answer prayer, and we've seen it many times. But I will say this, that it's hard not to be surprised every time he does answer prayer. Because it's always a little bit of a surprise, and I don't know what this is. For some reason, it's just exciting when this happens. Years of answered prayer, I think, and I'm not quite there yet. For whatever reason, every time he answers prayer, it's always exciting. Well, anyway, they thought that must be his angel. Angels apparently kind of look like us. Peter finally continued beating the door down, and finally they opened it up, and now they're astonished. It really is him. How about that? Our prayers are answered. Anyway, verse 18, "Now as soon as it was day, there was no small stir among the soldiers what was become of Peter." In other words, they were a bit disturbed because, first of all, how in the world did this escape artist get out of here? This is the ancient Houdini of all time. Escaped from 16 soldiers after he had been chained to them, the two of them, and put behind how many bars? Situation was hopeless, but not impossible. The penalty of losing a prisoner was death. No wonder they were a little bit disturbed. And in fact, it says, "And when Herod had sought for him and found him not, he examined the keepers and commanded that they should be put to death." 16 soldiers seem to have lost their lives that day because Peter escaped. It just says that he commanded that they should be put to death.